En dan gaan we het nu even hebben over de familiedynamiek en vooral over die familieverhoudingen waarbij het allemaal niet zo geweldig loopt. Wat gebeurt er nou als meningsverschillen binnen families leiden tot familievetes en ruzies? Sociale wetenschappers zeggen dat dit vaak voorkomt, maar dat niemand zijn mond erover open doet. Sociaal werkster Dr. Kylie Aguilius, schrijfster van het boek Family Estrangement, A Matter of Perspective, zegt dat het inderdaad veel vaker voorkomt dan men denkt. Onderzoek toonde volgens haar aan dat 1 op de 25 Australiërs niks meer te maken heeft met hun families. Maar ze denkt eigenlijk dat de aantallen veel hoger liggen. Een onderzoek van de liefdadigheidsorganisatie Standalone in 2014 in Engeland heeft het zelfs over dat 1 op de 10 mensen niks meer met hun familie te maken hebben.
A number of things will lead to it. A divorce in the family might require that people take sides. Poor health, mental health, drug and alcohol use. Those things place a strain on a relationship, as do things like sibling rivalry and those end of life issues about who receives what in the inheritance.
Een ander breekpunt in familieverband is het feit dat er wellicht sprake is van verschillende waarden en normen.
So when family members have different values about money or what's good parenting, when someone brings a new person into the family, you know, that can really unsettle family dynamics. That can cause a series of events and conflicts that may eventually lead to estrangement.
Het is een pijnlijke bedoeling als dit gebeurt. Een 73-jarige man die anoniem wil blijven, ziet zijn zoon niet meer, bijvoorbeeld.
What can I feel other than despair? It's very difficult to explain. When we came here, we thought we would live a peaceful life with the family, grandchildren, you know. But now, we hardly see them. I feel hopeless. And my wife, she's always crying and sad.
En dit is een overbekend fenomeen wat sociaal werker en antropologe Anu Krishnan maar al te vaak heeft meegemaakt in de afgelopen 15 jaar. De ruzies beginnen vaak om niks. En immigranten met gezinnen die in Australië opgegroeid zijn, hebben er vooral veel last van.
It's different when families are visiting, but when they come and live here with their children, there might be one child or two children who live in Australia. It becomes a bit difficult because then they're expecting things to be exactly like they were at home. So there might be gender politics happening. They might be expecting a different level of respect from their children. But their children have their own lives. They're working. Often they don't like the way the grandchildren are being brought up. They might not like career choices. They find it quite difficult to adjust to a completely new life.
Krishnan denkt dat het nog moeilijker wordt voor diegenen die er naar Australië geëmigreerd zijn om dicht bij hun kinderen te kunnen wonen, omdat die vaak geen sociaal netwerk hebben, de taal niet goed beheersen en niet helemaal precies weten wat hun rechten en plichten zijn. Voor diegenen die van hun kinderen afhankelijk zijn, is het helemaal een ramp als er een vete ontstaat.
Many of them are not used to accessing services on their own. They have never accessed Centrelink or Medicare or gone to the local library without their children dropping them and picking them up. So what they often do is they'll try and work around that situation. They'll continue to live in the house. They might do their own cooking. They might just stay confined to one part of the house or to one room. And this can make it quite difficult and often cause serious psychological issues for them.
Zij adviseert om, als je van plan bent om bij je kinderen te gaan wonen, dat er van tevoren wat grondregels worden bepaald en afgesproken.
Clearly establish some ground rules to start with for all family members, so there is an understanding in what everybody's role is. And also they must engage with the broader community to develop networks, so whether this is going to the library, going to a neighborhood house, joining a social group of peers, just making that connection is important for their social and emotional health. And also allowing their children and for themselves to have individual spaces.
En wat ook belangrijk is, is om het leven waar je woont te omarmen.
So to try and learn as much as they can about Australia and the Australian way of life and try and participate in some of those community activities. And I find that if people address the smaller issues, things don't escalate.
En wat de 73-jarige vader, die we eerder gehoord hebben, betreft, hij zegt dat hij er alles aan gedaan heeft om de situatie op te lossen.
I have tried everything, everything. I spoke with my son. And try to reason with him, but these young people, for them, it has to be their way. Doesn't understand that sometimes in family, things can become emotional, and people say things in anger, cannot take it back, the words. How can parents mean bad for children?
Volgens Dr. Kylie Aguilius worden de ouders vaak niet goed begrepen door de kinderen.
So, you know, our daughter thinks that we interfere too much or we criticise her parenting. But all we want is the best for her. You know, we're doing this with the best of intentions. So while their intentions might be good and while they want to help, the fact is that those intentions are actually causing the other person who may have different values hurt and pain.
Ze zegt dat beide partijen samen moeten komen.
People will often try to reunify or try to get back together a little too early. And they might do that when they're actually not ready to hear what the other person's got to say. And they often want their side heard. One of the key things is having that space and that capacity to acknowledge that the other person is hurt without defending and justifying why your actions or your beliefs are really important. You know, people really want to hear that their experience and that their hurt is understood and acknowledged.
Maar dat is niet altijd de beste oplossing. Soms is een familievete de enige oplossing voor conflicten.
When there's violence in a family and abuse, when there's power differentials, estrangement can be a good thing to keep people safe. It can be a protective thing.
Maar dat betekent weer dat je grote onzekerheid met je meedraagt.
If we could just go and see them sometimes. Have my grandson come with us sometimes. Have maybe lunch or dinner together. That's all I ask. But time. Is the problem. Not enough time. My wife, her health is bad. God knows how long we are old people. Before I go, I want family to be happy. That is what I pray every day.
Nou, Relationship Australia kan je in ieder geval bijstaan mocht dit verhaal op jou of je familie slaan. Bel dan met 131114. Dat is 131114 voor Relationship Australia.